Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Boys and girls, oh, I'm so excited we get to spend another day with Jesus. Let's pause and pray that His Holy Spirit will be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You will send Your Spirit to be with us. Open our eyes so that we can see what You want us to learn today. Help us to be giving and thoughtful of others, just as Mary was in today's story. Amen. Do you remember where we're at in our story? Whose house are we at? Simon's house. Who was Simon? He was a rich Pharisee, and Jesus had saved him from leprosy. Do you remember? Yes, Simon was a leper, and Jesus had healed him of his leprosy. But you know, just because Jesus had healed him doesn't mean that Simon completely believed that Jesus was the Messiah. He thought he was a very powerful man and a prophet, but he wasn't quite sure if he was the Messiah. Simon had invited many people to this feast, and at the feast was Lazarus and Mary and Martha. They were all in Bethany. That's where Simon lived. Many people went out to see Jesus, and many wanted to see Lazarus too. We can read that in John chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. John chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. We're going to read it together. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 12. Once you find John chapter 12, then we're going to read verse 1 and 2. If you need a little more time, pause this recording, and then once you find it, press play again. But we're going to read John chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
John 12, verse 1 and 2. Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom He had raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with Him.
He's made this wonderful supper, a feast for them. Martha is serving, Lazarus is there on one side of Jesus, and Simon's on the other. Back in Bible times, they didn't sit at tables with chairs like we do today. They would often lay on couches around a low table. Think like a coffee table that you might have in front of your couch. It was a table like that. It was low to the ground. Then they would lay on couches or on pillows or cushions with their heads at one end and their feet pointed away. Oftentimes, people were traveling all around in sandals, and their feet got really dirty and I'm sure got really stinky because they didn't take showers every single day. So that was the tradition. Their feet were at one end away from the table and their heads were at the other end. As Martha was serving food, Mary knelt at Jesus' feet at the end of his couch. She was remembering all that he had done for her. We had studied about that a few weeks ago, didn't we? Jesus had loved her even when she was sinning. He had driven Satan out of her mind. He had helped her to stop doing wrong things. He had forgiven her sins. And to top it all off, he had raised her brother from the dead. Just thinking about all of that, everything that Jesus had done for her and her family, it made Mary cry. She reverently kissed his feet, which had walked many miles to help and comfort many people. As her tears fell on his feet, she gently wiped them away with her long, soft hair. Mary had sometimes heard Jesus say that he was going to die soon, and she had felt very, very sad. She wanted to do something special for him, so guess what she did? She went out and she bought some very, very expensive perfume to be put on his body after he died. Maybe your mom wears perfume, or your grandma. It's usually in a small bottle and it smells really good. And when you put just a dab of it kind of behind the ears or on your wrists, it just a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit goes so far and they can walk around smelling good all day long. Well, perfume is very expensive. For one little tiny bottle, it can be hundreds of dollars. She had bought this perfume for Jesus, and it cost a lot of money. In fact, it cost nearly as much as a worker would earn in a whole year. In American dollars, it could be between $12,000 and maybe $25,000. It was a lot of money, maybe even more than that. It was lots. But do you think that she was sad to spend all of her money just for a little bottle of perfume to give to Jesus? No, she was happy to give up other things that she needed in order to buy it. There was nothing too good for Jesus. But now Mary was hearing people talk, as though Jesus would soon be made king after all. She knew that he had said he was going to die, and she had bought the perfume so that she could anoint his body, but now everyone was saying he was going to be king. So she decided to use this perfume to anoint him. She was thrilled. Instead of waiting to honor him after he died, she could now be the first to honor him as king. Jesus said that those who are forgiven much love much. Here is Mary, who she had done so many terrible, awful, wicked things, but she was forgiven. And she had turned away from that old life, and she was following Jesus. She loved him so much more because of how much he had rescued her from. There's a story about a dog who was rescued from a burning building, and it had burns covering its whole body. Its skin was just in shreds, and the blisters and the burns, and they took him. It was so painful, but they took him to a veterinary hospital. And at the hospital, this doctor worked on him day after day, week after week, changing the bandages, doing these skin grafts, all for this little dog. And you know what? Most dogs, they do not like going to the veterinarian's office. My dog takes one look and goes, and turns around and runs out. He's like, they poke you and they hurt you there. Well, this dog, even though it had been through so much, with all the burns and the surgeries and the healing and everything, it realized that this doctor had saved him. And so you know what? Every time it saw that building, it dashed into the door. It ran to find that doctor, and it would always jump on the doctor and just give it licks and hugs and kisses. And oh, he was just so grateful. He was so thankful because that doctor had saved his life. That's kind of how Mary felt. Here was Jesus who had saved her from death and from destruction and had given her a whole new life, and she was so grateful. Those who are forgiven much love much. Aren't you glad that Jesus came to save us from our sin? I know I am. Just like Mary, he saved her from her life of sin. He wants to save us from our sins. Let's pray and ask him to. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, who gives us a whole new lease on life, just like the dog who was burned and dying, and yet the vet was able to give him the surgeries and help him to heal the way that he could live a happy, normal life. Jesus does that for us. Thank you for his sacrifice. We want to ask him to live in our hearts today. Amen.
We love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.